Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Cartoon Lover's Guide to Private Equity by David Maurice Toll is an introductory finance book that explains the private equity industry in a light, accessible way, using cartoons and plain language rather than dense textbook prose. Instead of focusing on advanced modeling or detailed deal mechanics, it orients readers to the ecosystem of private equity and the roles different participants play. The book walks through the major groups involved, including institutional investors such as public pensions and endowments, wealthy families, and other capital providers, the private equity professionals who raise funds and pursue acquisitions, and the management teams who operate portfolio companies after a deal closes. It also helps demystify common industry terms that can be confusing to outsiders, so readers can better follow how funds are structured and how money and incentives move through the system. Overall, the purpose is to provide a friendly, memorable overview for newcomers, career explorers, and anyone who wants to understand what private equity is and why it attracts ambitious talent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the private equity ecosystem and its main participants. A central contribution of the book is a clear map of who does what in private equity, presented in a way that is easier to retain than a traditional primer. It introduces the capital providers that supply much of the investable money, often large institutions such as public pension plans and endowments, alongside other long-term investors, including wealthy families. From there, it explains how private equity firms sit between these investors and operating businesses, raising pools of capital and pursuing acquisitions. The narrative also highlights the importance of management teams at acquired companies, since the outcomes of a deal depend heavily on operating decisions after the transaction, not only on financial engineering. By focusing on the relationships among these groups, the book helps readers understand private equity as a system of incentives and responsibilities, rather than a single job title or a single transaction type. For someone new to the field, this framework makes it easier to interpret headlines about buyouts, fundraising, and performance, because the reader can place each actor and motivation in context. Secondly, how deals move from idea to ownership and value creation. The book emphasizes the practical storyline of private equity work firms seek companies to acquire, complete transactions, and then work with management to improve the business before an eventual exit. Without turning into a technical manual, it clarifies that private equity is not just about buying companies, but about owning them for a period and aiming to increase their value. Readers are introduced to the idea that deal professionals identify targets and pursue acquisitions, while portfolio company leaders execute operational changes that can drive growth or efficiency. This division of labor matters because it explains why private equity teams often include people with different backgrounds, including finance, consulting, and operations. By presenting the process as a sequence, the book helps demystify what private equity firms actually do after the purchase, a point that many outsiders miss when they assume the work ends at closing. The cartoon-guided approach supports comprehension of the overall cycle without requiring readers to already know the typical documents, models, or specialized transaction steps used in the industry. Thirdly, demystifying industry jargon and fund economics. Private equity can feel impenetrable largely because of its vocabulary, and the book directly addresses that barrier by introducing commonly used terms and explaining them in straightforward language. It references concepts that newcomers frequently encounter and struggle to interpret, such as carried interest, capital calls, clawback, and other fund-related phrases. The aim is not to provide legal or accounting depth, but to help readers grasp the basic meaning and why the terms matter to incentives and outcomes. Understanding this vocabulary has practical value. It allows readers to follow how investors commit capital, how money is requested and deployed over time, how profits are shared, and how certain provisions are designed to align interests between fund managers and investors. By treating jargon as something learnable rather than exclusive, the book lowers the intimidation factor that can block entry into the field. For students or early career professionals, that confidence can translate into better conversations in interviews, classrooms, and networking settings, where terminology often functions as a gatekeeper. Fourthly, why the industry attracts talent from banking, consulting, and operations. Another topic the book highlights is the long-running draw of private equity for ambitious professionals. It points to the trend of talented people from investment banking, consulting, and operational roles choosing to join or start private equity firms, especially over recent decades. In explaining this movement, the book connects the appeal to the nature of the work and the potential rewards private equity offers the chance to influence real businesses, participate in ownership-driven outcomes, and operate in a performance-oriented environment that many find motivating. By describing the range of roles involved, it also helps readers see that private equity is not a single track with one background requirement. Some people are attracted by deal work and investing, while others are drawn to the chance to work closely with management teams and improve companies. Presenting these pathways in a simple, illustrated format makes the industry feel more navigable for readers who are curious but unsure where they might fit. This career framing complements the conceptual overview by showing how the ecosystem translates into real professional opportunities. Lastly, accessibility, education, and a mission linked to broader inclusion, the book stands out in part because it uses cartoons and humor as a teaching strategy, explicitly aiming to make a complex and often insular field approachable. That stylistic choice is not just cosmetic, it reflects a belief that the private equity learning curve can be flattened if concepts are introduced with clarity, memorable visuals, and a friendly tone. In addition, publicly available descriptions note an impact-oriented element to the project, in that after-tax profits from sales are directed to the Toigo Foundation, an organization known for supporting the advancement of women and minorities in finance careers. This connection reinforces the book's positioning as an on-ramp for people who may not have had early exposure to the language or networks associated with private equity. The result is a guide that functions as both an educational primer and a signal that the field can be explained without elitism for readers. That combination can make it easier to persist through unfamiliar concepts and to view private equity as understandable and potentially accessible rather than permanently opaque. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a high-level understanding of private equity without wading through technical textbooks or assuming prior deal experience. Students exploring finance, professionals considering a career move, journalists or communicators who need to interpret industry terms, and general readers curious about how buyouts work will benefit most. The practical payoff is orientation by learning the main participants, the basic life cycle of a private equity investment, and the meaning of common terms. Readers can follow conversations, articles, and interviews with far less confusion that can translate into stronger professional confidence, whether the goal is networking, career exploration, or simply becoming financially literate about an influential corner of capital markets. Compared with more traditional private equity books, which often prioritize valuation models, legal structures, or detailed transaction mechanics, this guide differentiates itself through its cartoon-based format and its commitment to plain language. It is not positioned as an advanced manual, but as an approachable entry point that makes the industry memorable and less intimidating. The combination of education, humor, and an inclusion-aligned mission gives it a distinct place among introductory finance reads. If you would like to support Mr. Port, Mr. David Maurice Toll, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.